Case number 10,316, Robert W. and Janet D. Hall, south of Road 382, east of Fenwick Circle, being Lot 100 within Fenwick West Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
37854, Fenwick Circle, Sevierville.
Same address?
Yes.
You both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening. Obviously, I wouldn't be here if my building was in the right place, but at the time that I put the building there, I thought it was. I thought it was well within the 5 feet. Since then, I put a fence up, and it's very obvious by the fence that it's less than 5 feet. And I have a wooded lot on one side of me, and in back is a wooded lot, which actually is landlocked. This, I have a septic system along the side, that, a mound system, that you can see by these pictures, that to move it ahead anymore would be right on the mound system.
You'd be right on top of it.
Sorry?
You'd be right on top of that mound system if you had it.
Yes, sir. Forward, I have enough, just enough room now that I can drive in back of my house around. And if I moved it over and up, it would block that also. The mound system is the main thing.
There's some pictures down, Mr. Chairman.
How long has the shed been there?
Pardon?
How long's the shed been there?
The shed has been there just...
This summer.
Yeah, this past summer, I believe it was, or this past spring. The house is a new house. It's only been there less than 2 years.
You erected the fence there?
Sir?
You erected your own fence there?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Or my son did.
Did you find out that you were encroaching when you were putting the fence up, or did someone tell you were encroaching?
Sir, I'm sorry, I have trouble hearing.
Did someone tell you were encroaching, or did you figure it out that you were encroaching?
Apparently, I figured it out myself, which I didn't do a very good job. You asked, did I figure it out where the thing was?
County.
Who told you that you needed a variance?
Oh, the county.
Okay, so in other words, the inspector came out there and said that you're in violation, you need a variance, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
In fact, that was a couple months ago, I believe.
Has it said that on your permit, 5 feet?
Yes, sir.
It did?
I believe.
Yes.
I think it's a stands, it's less than 5 feet, but I don't think it's not less than, it's a little bit more than 3 feet away, actually. And like I said, when the fence was put up, or before the fence was put up, we set the building on there, and just sighting it as best I could, as I said, I thought it was well within the 5 feet. But when the fence was put up, then it became obvious. As far as that goes, it wasn't.
So you're sure your fence is on the line?
Pardon?
Sure your fence is on the line?
No, actually, the fence is a couple inches inside the line, and that was because there's tree stumps there, which some of these pictures will show the tree stumps there, too. And with all those trees on there, with the trees being on the lot next door, that's why we put it inside the line. Now, I say 2 inches, I'm fairly sure that it's not any more than that.
You have any further questions from the members of the board, Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the application is unique with the mound system in the rear as well as the size of the lot and some physical circumstances of the lot. I believe it would enable reasonable use and it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Therefore, I would move that we approve case number 10,316.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,316. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes.